You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. In Springfield, most calls to the city's 911 emergency switchboard are related to an opioid overdose. Some overdose victims will die. Others will be saved with the fast-acting overdose reversal drug known as Narcan. But for some surviving overdose victims, that's not the end of the story. As Clark County Community Voices producer Renee Wild reports, an overdose can leave behind lasting mental and physical scars.
The drug Narcan can seem like magic. Just one shot of the powerful medicine can literally bring an overdose victim back from the dead. But what happens between the time of an opioid overdose and when the Narcan is administered? That all depends on the person's physical health and how long their breathing was stopped. Springfield Fire Chief Nick Heimlich says a drug overdose immediately triggers a powerful series of critical life and death changes in the body.
Vital organs start to shut down, and it's in a desire to preserve oxygen for the brain. So my kidneys stop processing, my liver, all of those organs start to shut down in order to preserve the last amount of oxygen for brain tissue.
When a person is starved of oxygen for even a few minutes, he says a condition called hypoxia sets in.
And now I'm at zero, and I can only live at zero for a very brief window of time and still be able to be brought back out of that arena.
How long?
Well, usually just a couple minutes.
And when an overdose victim is brought back, they're often at risk for other serious health problems. At Springfield Regional Medical Center, Chief Nursing Officer Elaine Storrs says hypoxia can lead to permanent or fatal damage. It can affect major organs such as the lungs, heart, and kidneys. She says a drug overdose can also damage the central nervous system.
People sometimes think that it's just trauma, or physical trauma, but not necessarily. Brain injury can occur from lack of oxygen, and you can have long-term effect from that.
After an overdose, Storrs says that some of the victims may experience symptoms including tremors, loss of balance and coordination, and the inability to read, write, or communicate. They may suffer memory loss or hearing impairment, and a loss of oxygen can even lead to a permanent vegetative state. There are no hard numbers for what percentage of overdose victims end up suffering lingering after effects. What is clear is that many opioid overdose survivors go into immediate withdrawal, which often pushes them to use again, and as soon as possible. Watching the same people cycle into and out of the emergency room for an overdose can be hard on the doctors and nurses, Storrs says.
There is a second victim in this, and that is the healthcare providers. I mean, it is hard on their psyche to continuously revive people again and again, especially repeat faces. It's very disheartening to them to not be able to fix, because we're fixer personalities. We feel a sense of failure.
With no end in sight to the opioid epidemic, Clark County officials are trying to prevent more overdoses from happening in the first place. And they've launched a program to reach surviving overdose victims with addiction treatment before they've even left the hospital. For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.
Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.